That's the Jammed with Neat, Neat, Neat. And Glenn Jones is 7.5 hours away from breaking the Guinness Book of World Records for being on the air the longest. 7.5 hours away, baby! He is going to destroy the previous record holder. This is Soft Boys, I Want to Destroy You. And Glenn Jones will be coming right back. This is WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Heard worldwide on the internet at www.wfmu.org.
I do it. Jones back from his break. WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, worldwide on the web, www.wfmu. I knew it, man. I knew I was hallucinating. That sign's been changing. I've been looking at that all night. It hasn't been changed, has it? Wow. Something crazy is going on. Anyway, this is Little Steven's newest album, Born Again Savage.
grounding is so temporary. It's misused and disused, discarded too fast. Invite me into your temple to worship. I'm born again, savage and free at last.
Little Steven with Born Again Savage from his new CD. I'll never get used to saying new CD as opposed to new album. But you got to change with the times, you know. And here is America's number one unsigned band who happens to be here and just happened to bring me a really great gift. A neon Guinness sign that says Glenn Jones, Pub Draft Guinness. What's that word above IBJ? The Guinness signature, and then it says IBJ. You should turn that around almost since it's night, and then we can turn it around again. We don't want to bother the campers, I see. And here is Reno's Men with Atomic Shirt. God damn, I still can't talk. It's getting worse.
Katie! Katie! I love you, Katie. Be mine. I did this for you.
Here's Atomic Shirt by Reno's Men.
We'll be right back.
Reno's Men Atomic shirt. And this is from Reno's Men's first CD, President Street. Reno's Men with President Street. I mean, he really did show up with this badass sign, man. That makes the whole weekend worthwhile, man. When I put that in my window and bother the young kids that moved in the brand new apartment that blocked up my son outside the window, that'll be cool. Let's see, quarter after three. Only a few hours. I can't figure out math anymore. Here is Till Tuesday's Voices Carry. Jones, and that was Till Tuesday, Voices Carry. Here are Los Dudes with I Hate You All.
I hate you all. I'd rather be in Cali with my family, but don't get me wrong. No, I think you're all shit.
confidence is a funny thing. There's people there that I don't want to see. I started the fourth line. The first one ended when I was 7.
Los Dudes, and I Hate You All. And this is the Sweet Little Willie.
Willie won't go home, but you can't push Willie around.
Little Willie by Sweet Jonesy, and it's Just Keep On Coming. This one's a request from, I don't know who the hell the request is from. I don't answer the phones, and nobody gets to talk to me. So, and by playing this request, the best part is they're all going to call you now because they think that we're taking requests.
No, we're not.
Mongoloid by Devo. Jones. Won't be long now. I've been on the air since 9 a.m. on Friday, for those of you who don't know. This one goes out to all my friends in Kyoto, Japan. And it's a TV sound. Fall.
Away to a forgotten another change that only fails to surprise you.
This is the Talking Heads, Stay Up Late.
Stay up late.
Up All Night by the Talking Heads. That's kind of like me, man. I'm like the little FMU baby. All the DJs like try to amuse me, and Mr. Friedman tries to keep me up all night. Stay Up Late, the Talking Heads. And we have on the phone... Oops. I don't have anybody on the phone. Now we have somebody on the phone. Hello.
Hello there, sweetheart.
Hey, Bernie Fleskin.
Dr. Fleskin to you, doll.
Dr. Fleskin. You got a PhD?
Well, I'm here to help you.
Oh.
How's your tongue, sweetheart?
It's swelling up.
Say, ah.
Ah.
Yeah, sounds pretty bad.
Uh-huh.
Sounds pretty bad, sweetheart. It's not good for somebody in radio.
No, you know, you got the national shows coming, you got the worldwide news network coming, and you can't speak. You're supposed to be a radio guy. This doesn't work.
You know, I'm setting my VCR out here in Hollywood because it's, God knows, it's a horrible hour out here for when your big finish line's happening.
Uh-huh.
Anybody going to cover it live?
Yeah, CNN.
CNN's covering it live?
Mm-hmm.
Fabulous. And the Today Show?
The Today Show will hit on us a couple of times in the morning.
And you're going to hit on Katie, aren't you?
I'm going to hit back, yeah.
Fabulous. You know what's really wild, Jonesy?
What's this?
It's like I've been watching this thing, this incredible event since the very beginning, doll.
Right.
And it's like the frame, you know, I've been watching it on the internet, right? You know, so
right.
It's like it's not quite 30 frames a second, so it's like a little stilted. It's since the camera's fixed and the lighting, you got that daylight lighting in there, it's the same kind of lighting they have in the space station. It's like looking in space here. I mean, so you're not the only one in space, doll. It really has that kind of look of a surreal, out-of-this-world kind of deal.
Mm-hmm. I can't see it, actually. From where I am, I can't see the monitor.
You're better off.
So I have no idea. Are you looking at it now?
Yeah, I'm looking at you, but there's like a 50-second delay.
Oh, really?
I mean, a big-time delay.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you could be flipping me off, and I'm still giving you compliments.
I thought about it, but then
I know.
Then I figured everybody else watching would think I was flipping them off.
Hey, you know what? I also want to tell you.
Uh-huh.
That this has been, you know, being out of New York radio for 8 years now, and being
right.
away from New York for 8 years, this has been this wonderful slice of New York rock and roll underground radio culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like old home for me, being in radio since 76, you know. Skelsa, all these people coming on, Joe Franklin, all these people, your conversation with Little Stevie. You know, for people in Amsterdam and Japan, I mean, this is an inside look at New York and Jersey that is really quite unique.
Yeah, I guess they don't even know who any of those people are except for Little Steven, maybe.
Yeah, I know. It's, you know, what they've missed. Did Meg Griffin ever call you?
You know what happened? I don't know what happened. I never heard from her, and we left a message on her office number, but we left it when, you know, it was left on Saturday, so obviously she's not in the office, and I don't have her home number. It's been so crazy here with the media circus that the crew doesn't always have time to see the hear the phone or see it ring, nor do I. And we don't know if we missed a couple of people or if they got the wrong number or just didn't call. I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure she would call. She said she would.
Oh, yeah, it's okay.
So, as a matter of fact, I was going to call you because you used to handle her back when she was unemployed between jobs.
I still love to handle
right?
her. So, Jonesy.
Yes.
How the hell are you? I mean, how are you feeling? I mean, what's it like?
It's interesting because it you have these down periods where you just look like you're going to fall asleep, feel like you're going to fall asleep in the chair. And you can't because there's always somebody nudging at you or, you know, there's always something to do and you pop back up again and you think it's over, but then you get like a sudden burst of energy. It's a roller coaster.
Yeah, yeah. It's like being interrogated and tortured and held hostage.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's a lot of fun.
Well, I have more fun than hostages, I think.
Yeah, probably. I mean, you're certainly getting a lot of adulation as opposed to like religious dogma.
Yeah,
you
that's
know,
really cool.
I'll take that.
That's really cool, and everyone tells me there's a big buzz out in the streets.
No, that's just in your head, sweetheart.
Well, that's the thing, I can't tell.
Are they still out there in the parking lot?
There are people in tents.
There are people in tents? You have a tent city out there?
There's a tent city. There's two tents only, but that's more two more tents than I would have had last week.
It's like the Grapes of Wrath out there?
Pretty much. I was thinking of going crawling up next to them and quitting. Especially the one whose breast I got to sign.
Yeah, I missed that.
I think that, was that on camera? Did we do that on camera? I don't know. The fellow who orchestrated that is not around at the time. I think we did. We did it in front of the video camera.
I'm sorry, I missed that. You know, that's why you need instant replay.
That's right. You should be able to click on and watch it happen again. I pulled a fake faint yesterday.
Yeah.
I was feeling pretty bad, but I did a fake faint. I was slurring and talking real quietly.
Yeah.
And I threw myself backwards after introducing the song and pretended to pass out. And it was such a good performance, apparently, that the guy who was in there trying to handle me, trying to help me, immediately caught me and pulled me up off the ground. And we got like 5 emails immediately that said, what the hell just happened there? And then later on in the day, I saw rumors flying around that Jones had cut his head open. But I just did it to create drama.
You were the consummate showman.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching you last night about 4 a.m. your time, and you were just sort of like zoning out and drifting off.
Yeah, I do that a lot around that hour.
Yeah, well, and then you gave me some weird hand movements I couldn't quite understand.
I was trying to tell you, I was trying to make like nappy signs and point to my watch and let you know that I was okay because you had called concerned and that I was just waiting till like the sunrise till 6 o'clock.
That's exactly what I interpreted.
Yeah, my sunrise signal probably wasn't very good. It was like my hand waving from the ground to the sky.
No, I got this impression you were pointing at the watch saying, 6 a.m., I'm going to kick in. You know, but that's good because that rising energy kicks your ass. It's a very good thing to do. It's tough that, you know, most people die around the 5 o'clock hour. You know that statistic.
No, really?
Yeah, most people die just pre-dawn. It's like when the metabolic rate slows to its lowest level.
Ah.
You know, so I'm not giving you any ideas, mind you.
Well, we have this damn full spectrum light thing, but we never use it.
What? Isn't that what's over your head?
No, that's just a regular light.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, it looks on the internet like it's one of them space station lights.
You know what? Why it is? Probably because it's just directly over us, and there's two of them.
Uh-huh.
So it probably just gives us a glowing effect.
You know, when I was over there doing the show with you recently, you were talking about how when you did personal appearances, nobody showed up.
Right.
And I was so happy to see this afternoon, yesterday afternoon, I should say. It sounded like the camera was blown out. You couldn't really see.
Uh-huh.
The iris was over. Whoa. I see 50 seconds ago your headset fell off.
Oh, I sat down. You can't see me when I sit down?
Oh, no, I can see. You were looking up at the lights. I see we were talking. This is very difficult to handle two-time space continuums, Dahl.
Yeah, it's more difficult not only listening to the show, but now you're talking to me and watching me 50 seconds ago.
Well, they used to make me try to go on time delay because I took phone calls.
Yeah, well, that was because of me, because I didn't have a radio outlet at the time, and I knew this guy took phone calls, so I would call up, and I didn't have any good material, so I would just curse at you.
Oh, is that you, you bastard?
I did that once. I don't know why. I liked you and all, and I didn't know you yet, but I called up and cursed because I knew I could get away with it.
You know, I knew it was some malcontented bastard. I should have known it was a radio freak.
Yeah, some radio guy without a job.
You know, we shamed those people from doing it after a while. But I told the program director they were going to throw us off the air because we wouldn't put a delay on.
Uh-huh.
And I said, I cannot deal with two time and space continuum, Dahl.
Yeah.
We were going 90 miles an hour. You can't do that. You can't do a time warp.
I've always refused to do that as well. That was suggested once when we had some problems, and I don't go for that.
Like, words are dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
For God's sake.
Yeah, and I like to work without a net myself.
You are fabulous. I think you're doing great.
Yeah, it does seem to be going really well.
Yeah, I thought if this was going to be the funky time, but you are straight as an arrow. You're as sharp and clever as you always are, and I don't mean that as an insult.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
I don't take it as an insult.
Oh, good. It was a joke anyway. You having a good time?
Yeah, I'm having the time of my life doing it.
Mm, then tell your face. No, sorry. That was another joke I heard the other night. They're very funny out here in Hollywood, though.
Yeah, funny people, huh?
You know, yeah, you gotta go back to New York to listen to some good radio, though.
Yeah, me funny, too. We all funny, huh?
You're fabulous. Well, I'm very proud of you, Jones.
Thanks.
I'm very proud of you. This is what radio ought to be.
Thanks. It's a lot of fun. The thing with Scuzzle last night just felt really great.
Yeah.
And there was some question about, you know, Guinness rules and whether I should be asking questions instead of, like, conversational. And I felt we did the right thing. And, I you know, quite frankly, I didn't care if there was a problem.
What is their concern, that suddenly you're not hosting the show and you're snoozing while you're having a conversation?
I don't know. I don't think that's really the concern. It's just that the rules are gray.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gray area.
Well, you're clearly in command, Dahl.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And
yeah,
and,
absolutely.
You know? And is it a secret what you do during your breaks?
No, I go to the usually go to the bathroom. It's my only chance to go to the bathroom. I just washed my hair in the sink with a cup. And
just like the old days in the train station.
Yeah, and I washed myself with a moist cloth, and then I have like 4 minutes left, so I sat in a chair with my eyes closed with a jacket thrown over me because the fluorescent light was in my eyes.
Uh-huh. You didn't sleep, though?
No.
Yeah. It's probably better you don't.
I think so. They try to get me to sleep sometimes, and then I end up feeling worse.
Yeah, that's often the case.
And have to fight it off, but I don't think they understand that. And they think they know what's right because it makes sense to them that you should sleep for a few minutes. But you don't really know what it's like until you do it. I think I figured it all out. I think it's a cyclical thing, and when you're in a low, you just go with the low.
Right.
And you don't fight it. But they're, you know, my handlers are always, not always, but the station manager the other day, I got really mad because you know, he's been a doll throughout this whole thing, but yesterday afternoon, he's like, you know, you seem down. You better get up and get on the exercise bike. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm fine. And, you know, he insisted that I get exercise, and I just thought it was ridiculous. You should feel the lows.
Mm-hmm.
You should be one with them.
One with your lows.
Yeah.
Hey.
And the highs are really good.
It sounds like life. It sounds like radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how's your diet?
I don't eat much at all. I go, I didn't have any dinner or anything the night before. And last night I just had, somebody brought a Burger King in.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I know. And I just had a couple of bites of that because I figured that was dangerous.
Yeah, yeah. But whatever you're doing okay.
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
You probably don't need to burden yourself with too much food in your stomach.
It's mostly because I know that the finish line is so easily attainable.
So are you feeling good?
Yeah, pretty good. I wish this tongue would stop swelling up.
Well, you got a nice little Sylvester thing going there. It could be a new you. I wish I was there, though.
Yeah, I wish you were, too.
You know?
Yeah, there's people here all the time. Not so many now, but just a half hour ago, man, the room was packed.
Yeah, yeah, you're surrounded by love.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I love all your gewgaws and knickknacks up there.
Oh, you can see those?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I'm looking. I see wonderful sponsorship opportunities over there.
It looks like a shrine. It looks like I'm dead, doesn't it?
It does look like a shrine. If I see burning candles and you flat face down, I know we have problems with Guinness.
Hey, Bernie, we're going to show you the Guinness light somebody just sent me.
The Guinness light?
Yeah. This band I know just showed up with one of those neon beer signs, and it has my name in it.
Really?
Yeah, and the name of the radio show. I think they're showing it now, so it should pop up on your screen in about 40 seconds or something like that.
This is fab. You know, I have a family member in the Guinness World Book of Records.
What did he do?
For truth.
Really?
Yeah, the longest in history waiting for a Purple Heart to be awarded, officially awarded, 53 years.
What took them so long?
Bureaucratic bullshit.
Really?
He was in a top secret unit.
Oh, so they couldn't admit it.
It took 50 years for him to find proof that his unit actually existed.
Mm-hmm.
And then he got it.
And they...
Oh, wait a minute. There it is. Fabulous.
Yeah, you like that?
Oh, that's gorgeous. Oh, and who's that?
I don't know what you're looking at right now.
Someone in a red T-shirt doing a hula.
That's Terry. Terry's a DJ here at the station. And she's handing my records to me. She's pointing at the buttons.
You know, she's actually, like, she's my brain.
I'm sorry, but I'm really hoping that's not a woman I'm talking about. It's a guy sitting down by the FMU sign.
Oh, I see who you're talking about.
There's Terry.
Yes.
I'm telling you, it's like the space station.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for you to get up and start floating around.
Well, you should see the little lens, one of those little round things, man. Do you ever see one of those?
The what?
They're like, the camera is round.
It's
like,
Oh, yeah, those little eyeball
really,
cameras?
Yeah, really bizarre looking.
I saw you doing eyeball to eyeball with it earlier today.
Yeah.
I've been watching a lot of this, I gotta tell
you. Apparently so. You seem to have seen everything.
Oh, I'm with you, sweetheart.
That's cool.
I mean, not only just because it's an incredible feat, but like I say, it's like all these people you're talking to, the fact that I was there, the fact that I truly love you, it's like I'm sharing the experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's this incredible internet. You know, I'm...
Bye-bye.
What?
I was just saying goodbye to some folks here.
Well, at least you're in the land of all-night diners.
Yes.
All right. You doing some caffeine?
I had one cup of coffee yesterday just before I almost fell off my chair.
Yeah.
Or just after.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to leave it at that. And, then I had a second cup. They wanted to make me go to the bathroom, to be honest.
Sure, it's a diuretic, Dom.
Yeah, they were like, here, you have to have a second cup. And I'm thinking we should save this for the overnight. And then I had a couple of them last night as well.
That's why so many people do crack, especially the homeless, because they don't have a bathroom. I'm sorry, was that impolite?
No, not at all.
Impolitic?
Not at all.
At this hour, I think we're past those regulations.
Yeah, I don't think it matters.
Well, I could chat with you all night, but I don't know if I should let you go.
You don't know if you should let me go?
Should I let you go?
No.
Oh, okay, great. Well,
why not?
Hey, I'm here.
Yeah, I mean, you think I got any place to go?
No. Where are you going to go when this is all done?
I'm going to go home and sleep. And then my friend told me I was going to turn into Gary Coleman because all the attention was going to be gone, and I was going to be like an angry malcontent.
Oh, yeah, you're going to be found in those, arrested in an intersection during some road rage incident. Listen, I think, that kind of thing. Come out here. We can set you up in a beautiful career. Look what happened to Martin Lawrence in the Valley. You know about him, right?
No.
Yeah, like 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
They caught him walking across an intersection in the Valley screaming like a madman. It like a crazy madman.
Yeah, I seem to recall that.
He got a 3-picture deal out of that.
Really?
Sure. Are you kidding me? This town is whack. Yep, it's true.
Mm-hmm.
There's a man that went jogging in a winter outfit, like 4 layers in 120-degree weather because he wanted to lose a little weight for a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly died.
Yeah, I read about that as well.
I mean, he really did nearly die.
He's a whack job, right?
Oh, he's a big-time whack job. And that's why he gets the money he gets for a picture out here. It's not it's a very strange place out here, Jonesy.
Yeah, I've never been there.
I mean, it makes Jersey look, the home of common sense.
It's funny. I'm carrying on a conversation with you, and I'm enjoying it and all this. And just suddenly, out of nowhere, my head almost dropped to my chin. It's a fascinating thing, the sleep deprivation.
I bet.
Yeah, I just started to, I don't know if you noticed, but there was a couple of pauses there, strange pauses with me. And my head was just dropping.
Hold on. Oh, there it is. I see it.
Yeah, did you see it?
Yeah, it happened 50 seconds ago.
Yeah.
It's
and I
very
do it again.
Confusing.
I do it again in a few seconds after that.
I just want to tell you something, Jonesy,
mm-hmm.
in case your head's falling off again, is that medical students do this kind of thing every 3 weeks in the residency.
Yeah.
And they're cutting people open.
Yeah.
All right? You're just cutting people up.
Right.
Big difference.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you don't have that malpractice insurance to deal with.
No.
So, you're going to sail through this one.
Oh, I'll be there, no problem. Even if my head did fall off there, Terry would put it back on. And I'd be fine. Just put his head on. He'll be fine.
Just make sure she puts it, facing forward.
No one says I have to talk when the news people get here. It can just be my head on top of my body.
That's right. Katie might get turned on by that. Oh, man. Well, listen, no matter how tired you're going to be and how exhausted and how pathetic you're going to look, you're still going to look better than Al Roker.
I think he's pretty funny, actually.
Oh, yeah, he's hilarious, but you're still going to look better than him.
Oh, I see what you mean. I never watched it, and I flipped it on the day before I knew I was going to be on it. Of course, you know, vanity. Immediately, you're like, oh, let's check out the Today Show. And he just sits there at the edge of the couch and just says funny things. That's his job, I guess.
Well, I think he has to.
Mm-hmm.
Because if he got up, what's his name would fly? It's a balancing thing.
Right, Matt Lauer would take off towards the ceiling.
That's right. That's right. Oh, God. Well, I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
And I think that... wait a minute, are you going to get to keep all those gewgaws?
All those what?
Gewgaws.
What's a gewgaw?
The knickknacks.
Oh, yeah. That's all gifts for me.
Jesus, what the hell are you going to do with that? You live in Manhattan.
I know. That's a problem, right? I thought about that already.
Little Jonesy garage sale?
Maybe so, but too much of it's too cool.
How about the Glenn Jones autograph line?
Or you just sell like stuff that you own and sign it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
I heard Joey Ramone was doing that on eBay before he died. I heard I guess the medical bills were huge or something. But a friend of mine said he saw a USA Up All Night t-shirt signed by Joey being sold by Joey.
Really?
Yeah, it's kind of sad, right? But the medical bills must have been enormous.
Yeah. You were at the memorial service, huh?
Yeah, I was. It was you know... To me, it was really just a concert, to tell you the truth. It didn't really feel like a memorial.
Where was it?
It was at the Hammerstein.
Where's
which,
that?
Well, that's kind of new. That place opened after you moved out of town. It's the old New York hotel or whatever it's called that the Moonies owned.
Oh, yeah. 35th Street?
Yeah.
34th Street name?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Hammerstein now?
Well, they still have the TV studios in there. And a part of it's the Hammerstein, and the rest of it's TV studios, and God knows what the Moonies do on the upper floors.
Jesus. That was right next door to BAI, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
That's right. That's right. Not anymore, of course.
No, they moved to Wall Street.
They moved to Wall Street just when it got good.
Right.
Yeah.
But, of course, they're having all their difficulties.
Wow.
Yeah.
Couldn't happen to a nicer organization.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everyone says, like, oh, it's radio and these poor guys. I honestly think, you know, let both sides kill each other.
Over there, you mean?
Yeah, let them destroy each other. I don't care.
Well, you know, that's the secret to BAI's stealth success.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if it was any more organized, it would have been taken over by accountants.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, some of the deadwood has kept it, you know, marginal and hasn't become a powerhouse. I mean, when you look at the crap on the air out there, it's just, you know, there's no reason why they couldn't have become a major force.
Yeah.
But they just shot themselves in the foot so long.
Yeah.
That they always remained, you know, completely in the fringe, which was what was wonderful, because God knows they wouldn't have kept us on for 8 years if they were, you know, at all respected.
Well, by the same token, though, they'd have a lot more shows like yours, or not, maybe not like yours, but in that there was nothing else like it, but of that ilk, you know, entertainment.
Ilk's a good word.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what your show's for.
Yes, but, you know, BAI should have had room for that kind of thing.
It should have had room for that kind of thing. You're absolutely right. It had, what a signal it has.
Yeah.
It has one of the best radio signals in all of New York City.
And what do they do with it?
Stick it up there, you know.
Right.
That's why, you know. I mean, that signal goes further than most New York signals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can pick it up in East Haven, Connecticut.
And it's commercial as well. I got to do the ID, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Remember how much you used to hate to do the legal IDs in the middle of good songs?
Hey, nothing was worse than... Now my tongue's going. Nothing was worse than begging.
Mm-hmm.
God. Thank God he didn't have to do a marathon.
I kind of like begging.
You do?
Yeah.
Mm.
I do it really well.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, you wouldn't be doing this if you hadn't done so well.
Mm-hmm. That's
right?
True.
Wasn't it a dare?
Well, that's how it was presented to the audience, but honestly, we had decided that we wanted to do it, and if the audience didn't come through, we'd still want to do it.
Yeah. But you did it. You're doing it.
Yeah, not only am I doing it, but it's pretty much done.
How long do you think you're going to go, sweetheart?
I don't know. Honestly, all I ever wanted to do was break the record, and you know, and I'd like to sleep someday. But,
I know.
But, you know, the publicist sent out this thing. The, you know, manager said, we can go 100 hours. And the publicist said, okay, great. And so every interview I ever did, they said, so you're doing 100 hours.
And, well, that's a good measure. I mean, let's put it this way. You're trying to break a record, you know, by by a Brit, okay?
Right.
And, you know, I would say distance yourself, because if a German tries this, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't think you should go for 73.35.
No, I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I don't mean to cast no aspersions to our streaming fans in London, but you know what I'm saying, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know. I think you should go, you know, as long as you possibly could, because the longer you do your record, the longer it'll stand.
Yeah, I guess it might as well, and the longer the attention will be there.
Well, now that you have this internet thing with the streaming, this is an opportunity for anybody in the world to get world recognition.
Yeah.
Suddenly, this thing is it's got a lot of reasons for people to go for this now. I mean, you're definitely global, which is amazing, Jonesy.
Yes, absolutely. We get emails from all around the world.
Really?
Yeah, it's fascinating, man. So many emails from bizarre countries. So many emails from very, you know, normal countries, but all over the place.
As opposed to abnormal countries?
Well, you know what I mean? Just, you know, Paris, London, that's one thing. But then when you start getting email from, like, you know, Greenland or something.
The north versus the south.
Right.
So the sun's rising probably over Pakistan as we speak.
You know, one effect of the sleep deprivation is I'm talking to you as though we're in a private conversation.
Right.
And it's worldwide.
Yeah, you know, they're probably all sleeping.
I'm talking about how it was the pub, you know, the 100 hour thing wasn't like really what I wanted to do. And yet I went on record saying, yeah, that's bad. Smash that record.
Well, this is the close-up and personal, Jonesy.
Yeah.
The kind you only get at 3 in the morning on a Monday morning.
Right.
You know? You know, you got to stick around a long time to get the real Jonesy.
That's true.
You know, and it I'm honored to be able to expose you. Well, I really look forward to getting together and having a big meal with you, doll.
Me too.
You know?
I'll buy you a sandwich.
No, I'm buying you a sandwich.
Oh, okay.
When are you coming out to Hollywood? I've been waiting 8 years for you.
I don't know. I just never get around to it. I'd like to.
Well, you know, the door's always open.
Mm-hmm. Maybe now that I've gone Hollywood, I should come to Hollywood.
Yeah, and bring that swollen tongue out with you. I'm sure we can make that work.
I should buy have a butcher, you know, a pig's tongue purchased and bring it in here.
I say what?
A pig's tongue. I should use one as a prop in here so people looking at the webcam, I can deceive them into thinking my tongue is, like, sticking out.
You should have talked to little Stevie about that one. I'm sure he could have brought a prop over from the butcher.
Right.
He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, he is, isn't he?
And there was a Springsteen special on their time slot in HBO tonight.
Was there? That makes sense.
Yeah. And
Martin-y sense.
Fabulous.
Did you hear Paul Stanley?
No, I missed him.
He was pretty nice.
Yeah?
He was quick. But the nicest guy of all was this fellow from Twisted Sister.
Twisted Sister?
Yeah, the guitarist from Twisted Sister.
Wow. I heard you play...
And he was really funny.
Really?
Yeah, he was a great guest.
I heard you playing The Dictators a couple of days ago.
Yeah, yeah.
Handsome Dick. Do you know the first time... Well, not the first time, but I saw them play at the Beacon Theater as the musical guests for the Miss Nude Universe contests. Hosted by Henny Youngman.
Oh, my God.
And they were the musical guests. And the talent competition were women, for example, I remember, I'll never forget it, one woman's talent was flipping a quarter off her breasts through muscular movement. And I just remember Animal and Handsome Dick Manitoba sitting in the back row heckling them because there was about five people in the audience. It was a great Dick Manitoba moment. How's he doing, you know?
He owns a bar in my neighborhood.
In New York?
And he owns a restaurant, and the Dictators are back together, and they play around.
Really?
Yeah.
Is Animal still around?
I don't know them by name. I know Chernoff and
Animal
and
was the bass player.
Yeah, I mean, probably, because I think it's the actual Dictators.
Big guy. Large hands, big teeth.
Yeah, it's hard to tell whenever I see them. It's few and far between.
Yeah, wow. Well, I got to say, that was probably one of the most interesting things about this whole weekend was just hearing all these people again. Joe Franklin, Mr. Sincerity.
He's great.
He's a real sweetheart.
He's great. It's real show business. You know?
He is the guy, and so gracious.
Yeah, absolutely.
As was Dan Ingram.
Yes.
The man.
Yeah, Dan Ingram was great as well, yes. But Joe Franklin is Mr. Show Business. He knows how to handle it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, fabulous guy. So are you still, you know, this is all legal, what you're doing here?
Talking to you on the phone?
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking phone calls.
Oh, that's right.
You know?
I did call you.
Yes.
Fabulous. Yeah, I think this is good. I like this low-key approach. I think you should take, you know, stay up about 50, 60 hours before you do your show normally.
Every week, right?
It's like I said to you before, it's very light FM.
Mm-hmm.
You know? There's no reason why you couldn't be pulling down an after salary doing this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know about that, but we'll
see.
No,
I don't either.
I don't think anything like that's going to happen. I think I'll get some more attention and, the biggest ones will probably be today, and that'll be it.
Well, at least you won't be forced to play music for robots.
No.
You know what I'm saying?
No.
And by the way, you really did prove that there's a world of wonderful music because it's just been interesting all the way through.
Mm-hmm.
All the way through, yeah, Mr. Jonesy.
Why, thank you.
You know? And, you know, if you're getting sleepy,
right?
I would suggest, Billy Idol, Dancing With Myself.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the problems is I can't leave the studio, so a lot of records that I want to play,
if
they're not in here, I'm screwed.
Why, can't those lovely people, the handmaiden and everything,
well,
help you?
Yeah, because they're pointing at my buttons.
They're pointing at your butt?
You know, they're pointing at the buttons and making sure I do everything right.
Mm.
Because, I can't be trusted at this point.
How about Space Oddity?
I do have that. Yeah, that's a perfect song for this hour of the night. You're right.
And then you should kind of get some, you know, then you should just sort of pretend you're weightless and people are going to think they're watching the NASA feed. I mean, at this hour, who the hell knows?
It's true. You know, I better run along, actually.
All right. Hey, Jonesy, I'm probably not going to give you a call back because, I mean, the world's going to descend upon you.
Yes.
And I'm going to step back and observe.
Well, you observe.
But I'll be sending you happy agent vibes. And I'll call you in a few days when you come around.
Okay.
All right, Jonesy.
All righty.
God bless.
God bless.
Love you, Dal.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Okay, and where are we going? Here. Ivan with Open Your Eyes.
Around this solemn act that we endure will bear its fruit of this unsure. If I could make but one mistake, it would be you, my soul to take. I'm still hoping to find you. Open your eyes, see. Gone by, and still I'm left to wonder why have I
face. For pain I felt the years erase. If I could make but one request, it would be you and all the rest. And I'm still open to find you. Open your eyes. See things you've never seen.
Ivan, open your eyes. Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jonesy?
Good, how are you?
You hanging in there?
I'm hanging in.
I just wanted to give you some tips on staying awake.
Which are?
I don't know if you heard them before, but they're two really simple tricks. You ever hear a tiger balm?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, but the Chinese use to relax your muscles.
Uh-huh.
If you can get some, if you can get one of your lackeys or one of the people in the studio to help you out,
right.
Go out and get some. You can rub some on your temples or under your eyes, but not on the bags under your eyes. Maybe around your mustache area.
Right.
If you rub it under your mustache area, it kind of burns and it kind of keeps you awake. I did that. I used to study at a very hardcore, prestigious university, which I don't really want to name, but mm-hmm. I had to stay up for days studying, and I used to rub tiger balm under my eyes, and it would, I mean, at first it makes you tear up, but it very, very much helps you stay awake. It's this slight burning sensation. I don't know if you want to go through that torture, but towards the wee hours, it might help you stay awake.
Those are the hardest hours.
Yeah. And the other thing is, are you okay?
Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, it sounds like you're coughing.
I am.
Yeah, okay. This might help with that, too. There's things called Vicks VapoSticks. They look like little chapsticks.
Uh-huh.
Little chapsticks.
Oh, yeah, I know those. I have one at home. But it's
the VapoSticks?
Yeah.
Those help keep you awake, and especially since you're coughing, and I hear you coughing on the air, and, uh-huh. and you sound kind of wheezy, your lungs are in your bronchial tubes are kind of closed up.
Yeah, smoking.
Put one of those in your nose, close the other nostrils, a deep inhale.
And that takes care of it, huh?
It totally wakes up your brain. Like, not only because of the menthol, but it has this slight, I don't want to say amphetamine, but stimulant in it. It's, methcathinone they put in it, and it really keeps you awake. And if you can have somebody go out and get you one, you don't sound, I mean it's like 4 a.m. now, I'm calling from Jersey,
right?
You're going to be tired, but something like this, the Vicks VapoSticks, would really help you keep you awake in the wee hours.
Mm-hmm. I so far I've survived with nothing though, so I just kind of go with the lows.
You haven't had any sort of
nothing.
Caffeine.
I had I had some coffee yesterday. I started drinking coffee yesterday, but that was it.
Oh, God bless you. You haven't had, no, you didn't break away for a quick cold shower or anything like that?
No, I can't. There's no shower here. We don't have a shower in the building.
Oh, man. Yeah. And I know you've had a lot of people call you up and be really sycophantic and, oh, Jonesy, I love you. I know what you're doing. Oh, it's such a great honor. But I am a devout FMU listener. Mm-hmm. And to my shame, I never really listened on the weekend, so I never really knew you before.
Right.
But this whole project, this whole endeavor has really touched me. Like, and I'm not saying that very callously. Many people call up, and I hear them, and they're being very yes man, and
right.
Like, oh, you're the best. Like,
well, you can pick out the ones that are sincere, especially in the email.
I am really, really impressed by this. When I talk to people now, I'm like, this is my radio station, FMU. Like, I pledge, I send money, and it's because of things like this. Like, I don't know if you're really trying to reach out to, like, low-life losers like me, but...
Oh, come on, I'm just as much of a low-life loser as the next guy.
But, this stuff, I mean, I can't withhold it. Like, you... This has really touched me. Like, I don't want to sound like one of those losers out there who, like, oh, you're the best, blah, 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 blah. But this means a lot to me, where I could say to my friends, like, hey, I pledged, $80 at the last marathon, and I really support this radio station, and they're great. This is a really great free form. They're about, like, the people, and they understand me, and they understand you, and they're about everything, and they're about nothing, and they're about everything in between. This is like a concrete example I can give to people. I'm like, hey, turn in any time this weekend. I bought beer tonight.
Uh-huh.
And I was telling like the cashier person I bought beer from, and I made him change the channel. And I was like, hey, anytime you turn the channel to 911, you know,
mm-hmm.
emergency 911, you're going to hear this person representing New Jersey. Going out for, like, the home of, like, FM radio, for the home of freeform.
Right.
And this person is for us. He's, like, I'm rambling here because I'm drunk, but, like...
Yeah, I got to watch the time because we have the one minute thing where I have to interrupt each time.
Okay, well, I won't digress too much. Also, about the rules, I was wondering, why can't you play a song under... 2 minutes.
That's the strangest rule, isn't it? I think
that is the strangest
my
rule.
My guess is because they're looking for an average radio show, and the average pop song is between like 3 and 5 minutes, maybe 2 and 6 minutes. I think that's what it is.
I can understand the over six minute mark.
Yes, I can understand that too, but I think they're looking for the average, and I think that's where they come up with the 2 minute mark.
Well, if they're looking for the average, they're not going to find you. And they're not going to find FMU. This is the most unaverage, most original, most bizarre and beautiful radio station there is. And
they have found us, though. I mean, they have a link to us on their website so that you can watch it and listen to the audio.
I said this before, but to be honest, like I never really. I mean, I read about you in the last episode of LCD,
right?
Because I pledged, but I never really heard your program.
Mm-hmm.
But
It's even more bizarre.
I guess. But for you to do this, like, I really see this as, like, something, like, and I don't know if you meant to do this, but to do something for all of us, for us FMU listeners. Like, I can say to my mother, like,
right.
who would never listen to anything like this, and be like, turn on the radio. This is my favorite radio station. And, like, usually you'd be playing, like, The Residents or, like,
right.
you know, the...
I hear this...
Some weird, obscure punk band, and now you're playing Frank Sinatra. And I could say to my mom...
I hear this sort of thing from a lot of people, and it's hard for me to understand from this end because I don't know what it sounds like. You know, I've been cooped up here for a few days. And
you sound fine. I just want to make sure that one of the people in the station right now is getting you Tiger Bomb... And Vicks Vapo sticks.
But by the time,
I know you're close to the pass mark. But I want to see you exceed that. You're not doing this for like the radio. You're doing it for all of us. Mm-hmm. Like, and I know you're doing it for yourself, but
yeah, I'm doing it for myself, and you know, and for the radio,
selfish causes.
And for the radio station.
Why don't you talk for a little bit? How are you doing now?
But you're a part of the radio station, so that's, you know, that's where it comes in. That's how you connect. But I have no idea. From my vantage point, I hear all these great things that people say, like what you've just said, but I don't have a clue what it sounds like. Not only am I cooped up in here and I don't, you know, I can't listen to it because I'm doing it, but, you know, everything's taking on a rather surreal effect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just here babbling and playing music. And
have you gotten much food in the past couple of days?
I don't eat much. I mean, you know, they feed. They'll get me anything I want. But
you eat anything?
Just,
I could order some food and send it to you.
No, I eat when I need it. But I think that's part of the reason I was able to sustain.
Is there anything that I personally can do to make this whole thing easier? I heard some lady earlier giving you a massage, and I'm not about to rub your back, but I mean, if you need any supplies or
mm-hmm.
like, I am. Totally behind you on this.
I'm fine. I've got to run along to comply with everything, you know, play DJ.
Yeah. Do your thing. But, like, I'm so happy. This, like, I don't want to sound like another sycophantic yes man, like,
mm-hmm.
Peter Licker, but I really want to express my gratitude for you. Like, this really has touched me.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, man.
Thank you.
I appreciate
Bye-bye.
Your words. Bye-bye. Okay, this is Space Oddity, David Bowie.
Ground control to Major Tom. Ground control to Major Tom. Take your protein pills and put your helmet on. Ground control to Major Tom.
8, 7.
Commencing countdown, engines on.
3, 2.
Check ignition,
1.
And may God's love be with you. This is ground control to Major Tom. You've really made the grade, and the papers want to know whose shirt you wear. Now it's time.
Space Oddity from David Bowie. And this is Cliff Richard, Devil Woman. Cliff Richard's Devil Woman, and this is the Turtles, Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. How they toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together.
toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
The Turtles and Happy Together. And this is the Beatles, Get Back.
Rosetta. Sweet Rosetta Fat. She thought she was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan. Yeah, the picture. The finger. Picture the fingers, great. Okay.
Beatles, Get Back. And here is Lee Michaels, Do You Know What I Mean? It's Lee Michaels, Do You Know What I Mean? And this is the SOS Band, Take Your Time, Do It Right. SOS Band, and this is Bob Dylan, Garden of Eden.
Of war and peace, the truth just twists its curfew gull, it glides upon four-legged forest clouds, the cowboy angel rides. With his candle lit into the sun, though its glow is waxed in black. All except when 'neath the trees of Eden, the lamppost stands with folded arms, its iron claws attached. Two curbs neath holes where babies wail, though its shadow's metal badge. All in all can only fall with a crashing but meaningless blow. No sound ever comes from the gates of Eden. The savage soldier sticks his head in sand and then complains. Unto the shoeless hunter who's gone deaf but still remains. Upon the beach where hound dogs bay at ships with tattooed sails. Heading for the gates of Eden. With a time-rusted compass, blade Aladdin, and his lamp. Sits with utopian hermit monks, side saddle on the golden calf. And on their promises of paradise, you will not hear a laugh. All except inside the gates of Eden. Relationships of ownership, they whisper in the wings. To those condemned to act accordingly and wait for succeeding kings. And I try to harmonize with songs the lonesome sparrow sings. There are no kings inside the gates of Eden. The motorcycle black Madonna, two-wheeled gypsy queen. And her silver-studded phantom caused the gray flannel dwarf to scream. As he weeps to wicked birds of prey who pick up on his breadcrumb sins. And there are no sins inside the gates of Eden. The kingdoms of experience and the precious winds, they rot. While paupers change possessions, each one wishing for what the other has got. And the princess and the prince discuss what's real and what is not. It doesn't matter inside the gates of Eden. The foreign sun, it squints upon a bed that is never mine. As friends and other strangers from their fates try to resign, leaving men wholly, totally free to do anything they wish to do but die. And there are no trials inside the gates of Eden. At dawn, my lover comes to me and tells me of her dreams. With no attempts to shovel a glimpse into the ditch of what each one means. At times I think there are no words but these to tell what's true. And there are no truths outside the gates of Eden.
Bob Dylan, The Gates of Eden. This is U2 with or Without You.
In your side, I'll wait face. On a bed of nails, she makes me wait. And I wait without you. With or without you. The shore, you gave it all, but I want more, and I'm waiting for you, with or without you.
You too, with or without you. Here is the Stray Cats, and I'll rock this town.
Gonna rock till we pop, we're gonna rock till we drop, we're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. twice. Look, a big eating is gonna be fight before the rock this town. We're gonna rip this place apart. We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, think of scream and shout.
WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope, and worldwide. Jones here, going for the record, and this is Husker Du with New Day Rising.
Set 1C.
Husker Du, New Day Rising, and this is Iggy and the Stooges' Raw Power.
Yeah.
This is Larry Williams, Slow Down. Jones. WFMU East Orange, WSHD Mount Hope, and worldwide on the web, www.wfmu.org. This is Larry Williams, Slow Down. Larry Williams, Slow Down. This is Real Kids, Senseless, track 3. Real Kids, Senseless. Jones, that was Real Kids, Senseless, And this is Holy Model, Holy Modal Rounders, Goodbye to Booze, which would have been appropriate a week ago yesterday.
To booze forevermore. I just can't stay here anymore. I had a good time, but it's all over now. Don't you see what booze has done to me? I used to lie around like a natural man, just pumping out oil as fast as I can. Made a little dough, lost a little more. Don't you see what booze has done to me? Six long years in a hospital bed, with my body all sore and my eyes all red. Snakes crawling up, crawling down the wall. Don't you see what booze has done to me? They used to call me the money man. Now they call me old flash in the pan. My rainbow's faded, I'm old and jaded. Can't you see what booze has done to me? Booze was my bomb. Booze was my bane. Booze was my joy. Booze was my pain. Yes, I used booze to cook my goose. It kept me loose. That's no excuse.
That's right.
Some good high booze forevermore. I cannot stay here anymore. I had a good time, but it's all over now. Can't you see what booze has done to me?
Jonesy! Woohoo!
Okay.
Yippity doo dah.
This is the song.
This is the Go-Go's Good for Gone. Barry White, Sexy Undercover.
Baby, you know I'm nasty by nature. Just when you thought that it was safe, I'll come along with a new twist. I'll share my wildest fantasies. You never thought it'd be like this. Oh no. Baby, there is plenty in store. You know I'm as shy as a con girl. Until I get behind closed doors, I'm your girl. I know just what you like. I'll surprise you, girl, every time. Girl, I never wanna be alone. It's like ice cream without the cone. One without the other, it just wouldn't taste right. Oh no. Baby, there is plenty in store. You'll never go, I'm quiet as they come, girl. Until I get behind closed doors and I'm yours. Girl, I know just what you like. I surprise a girl every time.
This is WFMU in East Orange, WSHDN in Mount Hope.
worldwide on the web. I am Jones. I'm still standing. It is May 28th. We are approaching dawn. This appears to be a malfunction with the machine here.
Do you want another CD?
Yeah.
Okay. Track two. Do you want to announce it?
Yeah. No, that's the one I... This is Sweet Thing by David Bowie. Echo and the Bunnymen, you're killing me.
Under blue.
In starlit nights I saw you, so cruelly you kissed me. Your lips a magic world, your sky all hung with jewels. The killing moon will come too soon. Fate up against your will, through the thick and thin, he will wait until you give yourself to him.
Jonesy. Last Man Standing. Last Man Standing is a rotten egg. That's what all the kids would say to me if they knew I'd be the last man standing. Well, they can go screw themselves. I'm going to hold the world championship.
Yeah.
Take a look at this body and tell me about the powers of the mind. This is Orleans, still the one. Jonesy. And the tent people have awakened. I don't think the tent people ever went to sleep. I think the tent people came here to kill me. Ken, there's the tent people here to kill me. They want to stop me from breaking the record. Please help me, Ken. Wake up. You better get here. The tent people are coming up the fire escape. Maureen McGovern. There's got to be a morning after. And a morning after that, and a morning after that, and maybe a morning after this. We'll see. Maureen McGovern, the morning after.
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through the night, have a chance.
find the sunshine. Let's keep on looking for the light. Oh, can't you see the morning after? It's waiting right outside the storm. Why don't we cross the bridge together and find the place that's safe and warm? It's not too late, we should be giving. Only with love can we climb. It's not too late, not while we're living. Let's put our hands out in time. There's got to be a morning after. We're moving closer to the shore. I know we'll be there by tomorrow. And we'll escape the darkness. We won't be searching anymore. There's got to be a morning after. 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 There's got to be a morning after.
The Joe Boxers just got lucky, I guess.
Your technique is leaves me weak. My heart knows.
Jonesy. This is Highway Patrolman by Johnny Cash.
My name is Joe Roberts. I work for the state. I'm a sergeant out in Perrinville, barracks number 8. I've always done an honest job, honest as I could. Got a brother named Frankie. Frankie ain't no good. Well, ever since we were young kids, it's been the same come down. I'd get a call on the short wave, Frankie's in trouble downtown. Well, if it was any other man, I'd put him straight away. But sometimes when it's your brother, you look the other way. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria while the band played the night of the Johnstown flood. I catch him when he's straying, like any brother should. The man turns his back on his family. He ain't no good. Well, Frankie went into the army back in 1965. I got a farm deferment, settled down, took Maria for my wife. But them wheat prices kept on dropping till it was like we's getting robbed. Frankie came home in 68. Me, I took this job. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria while the band played the night of the Johnstown flood. I catch him when he's straying, teach him how to walk that line. Man turns his back on his family, ain't no friend of mine. The night was like any other. I got a call about 8:45. There was trouble at a roadhouse out on the Michigan line. There was a kid on the floor looking bad, bleeding hard from his head. There was a girl crying at a table. It was Frankie, she said. I ran out and I jumped in my car. Then I hit the lights. I must have done about 110 through Michigan County that night. It was down by the crossroads, out by Willow Bank. Seen a Buick with Ohio plates behind. Wheel was Frank. Well, I chased him through them county roads till a sign said Canadian border 5 miles from here. Pulled over to the side of the highway, watched the taillights disappear. Yeah, me and Frankie laughing and drinking. Nothing feels better than blood on blood. Taking turns dancing with Maria while the band played the night of the Johnstown flood.
catch him when he's straying, like any brother should. Man turns his back on his family, he ain't no good.
Jonesy. This is Dick Dale and the Deltones with Miserlou. Jonesy, this is Laura Cantrell, not the trembling kind. WFMU in East Orange, WXHD in Mount Hope, worldwide on the web. And here is Giant Sand, Center of the Universe.
Damn, I have come to me as a center.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the center of the universe.
Never own a house or a car, I'm just a renter.